We have not been in here for a while. We had a bit of a break last week. So, in our defense, it was a weird scheduling thing because Tuesday became Monday.
So confusing, but Wednesday stayed Wednesday.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was...
Freaked us out so much, we didn't do the
show. Yeah, I know, yeah, we can't handle change that much.
So, we're terrified for next week. But Monday. But we're here now, and we got a treat.
We sure do. Do you wanna reveal the theme?
Today is period pieces. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, all the classics that men fall asleep when they watch.
Yes.
But the great soundtracks that back them while they're falling asleep and were fully and fulfilling our lives. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Joy. You're an
I don't know if they're hearing you, actually. Really? Can you hear yourself in the headphones?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
There's no way.
Okay. Try now.
How about now?
So...
Blame the... what?
So... Okay. Do you want to try sitting at that mic?
Yeah. How's that? Over here.
Okay.
How's that? Oh.
Yeah. Now you can hear yourself.
Do you think this was just the first time they heard me talk?
I think that was the first time they've heard you talk, yeah.
That's not good. That why I was talking a lot. Wow.
So, for context, the board mics were moved around again, and I don't know why mic number 4 is not turning on.
Well, not your fault. Blame it on the other people. I'm here now. But to summarize,
yes,
my obsession,
mm-hmm.
Change is bad. We couldn't do it. Slept instead of talked.
Correct.
And now, period.
Period.
Pieces is the theme. Great movies. Yarnin, Jane Austen. We have some wild cards, some non like Regency era ones, but they still fit the bill.
Still a good time.
Yeah.
You're not ready for it. You know, yeah. Get.
But to ease you into the genre, we'll start with Pride and Prejudice. Of course. 2005. Of course.
Naturally. And without further ado, this is Midnight Movies, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo!
Thank you.
So that was our Little Women segment.
Little Women. Can they hear me? Okay, yeah, yes. I can hear myself.
Yep.
That was Little Women, Greta Gerwig 2019, the GOAT, dare I say.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore that movie. I would die for that movie. I just watched that movie, actually. Sunday night. Aww. Well, yeah, Sunday night. Well, I barely watched it, but it was on in the background.
Oh, was that your crochet movie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Such a good movie.
It's a good crocheting movie.
I have the shirt that says, "It's no use, Joe." Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of it. I pull it out every time someone questions my...
It's a beautiful shirt.
Questions my Little Woman knowledge. Slash, they never do that. I just impose upon them my shirt. No one ever says, "Meg, you're not a true Little Woman fan." I say, look at my shirt.
Yeah.
It's no use, Joe. We gotta have it out. I've loved you ever since I've known you, Joe. It's so good. I figured you'd love me. Anyways, it's a Little Woman household. And even more, next up, my dorm is a Pride and Prejudice household.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my roommate have watched Pride and Prejudice 3 times since school started.
I've been forced to see it once.
Forced? What do you think?
I think to be on the same level as other people who really love it, I need to see it like 2 more times.
This is true.
I feel
this
like I don't.
This is true. It was like...
Yeah.
It was like my Christmas morning movie. I don't know why.
Oh,
it just
okay.
brings me so much joy. The yearning, the hand flex.
See, they got mad at me because I called Mr. Darcy just a sad boy loser.
I mean, he is, but that's what's so good about it, in my opinion.
I'm just being honest.
He's just awkward and in love, and I love Keira Knightley.
Mm.
She's the period piece queen.
Yeah. Truly.
Truly the period piece queen. So, you know, this one's for you, Keira Knightley.
This one's for you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can talk?
Yeah, you can talk.
Of course I can talk. Well, we went into Emma with Anya Taylor-Joy, another one of my favorites there.
Yes.
For a second. A couple lovely songs from that movie. Pardon me. I've got the plague, as everyone at Tufts seems to have.
Just a bit, yeah.
Oh, there you are. She's back.
Yeah, it sounds echoey to me, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I, like, losing it?
You're not that echo to me.
It sounds odd. You sound normal in my headphones, but
well,
I sound...
Well, you sound normal to me.
Okay.
Yeah, DW, you're fine.
DW.
It's 2:30 in the morning. DW. Just
so true.
What are... It's just
you
period.
You know, Hakuna Matata.
Oh, well said. That's not a period piece.
With no.
That, I mean, it's not set in any particular time period. It's just lions. Okay,
I guess.
Tangent. moving on. That was the lovely Emma.
Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful film. The costumes in that film, chef's kiss. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Kind of true to all these
yeah.
shows.
What do they do with the costumes when they're, like, done with them, do you think?
I don't know, but I wish they would sell them to me.
Like the A24 auctions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice. That'd be really nice. Next up is, right, it's Dickinson?
Yes, it is.
Not very classical, but it's period piece, and this show is all about celebrating good show and movie soundtracks, and this is good.
Yeah.
This is good. It's a great show. Underappreciated. I love Hailee Steinfeld.
So true.
It's very gay. The whole show.
Why else would you be watching
Thus
it?
That's the basis of its appeal.
Yes.
Sorry.
Target audience reach.
Mm-hmm.
Right before we get into that, though, it is PSA o'clock.
Woo!
Crispy. Almost 2:30. Slightly off, but that's okay. In the spirit of... How much these women are in nature.
Jealous.
So much. Yeah. Or like gardens.
Around.
Kind of anything. Here's a PSA about discovering nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same memories. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, yeah, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I needed to discover a forest
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, I can't find Mr. Darcy, I gotta find a forest.
Isn't that field in Massachusetts? Can't we go?
See, it might be. The one from Little Woman is. If that might be what you're
thinking
of.
Oh, yeah.
It's no use, Joe. We got to have it
yeah.
out. So when you have your car here,
we're gonna go we're and gonna recreate go. That.
Yeah.
Who's Joe? Who's Lori?
Sorry, I feel like as if I'm Joe.
I was gonna say I feel like I give Lori.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I'm glad we're on the same page here.
Yep. You've Anyways. Corrected too many of people's ratings for me to say anything else.
This is so true.
She edits for fun.
I am that person. This is me.
But without further yapping.
Yes. Dickinson.
Dickinson.
Ready for the drama. Treat. Am I on?
You should be.
Can you hear me?
Wait, talk again.
Can you hear me?
I think so.
Oh, yay.
I'm pretty nervous. Sure.
I'm nervous now. Sorry. That was such a treat. We love Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
A bit of a deviation from classical and then straight back into the full most classical. Love Vivaldi. Love Four Seasons.
Love lesbians.
Love lesbians.
Even period piece lesbians.
Yeah.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire, so good. So good. 10 out of 10 would recommend. If you ever get movie recommendations from this show, be it that one.
I think talk more into the mic might help.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Get right
yeah.
up and close.
Get, guys. Get right up in there.
Watch Portrait of a Lady on Fire. That's the message. What's next?
Next we have Ever After.
Okay, yeah, this one is my childhood. This is like a, it's like a Cinderella retelling, but like during medieval France and also Spain. I don't know, it's so good. It's Drew Barrymore, she's amazing.
Yeah,
also watch that movie, it's beautiful too. It's like, oh my god, the scene where she has the wings Da Vinci made her. Oh my god, so good. And some great soundtrack to it, which is why we're listening to it, because it is a period piece, even though it is a Cinderella retelling. There's no magic, there's no fairy godmother, it's Da Vinci, that's the fairy godmother.
Da Vinci is the fairy, yes, godmother. Oh,
if that doesn't give you a vibe of what that movie,
wait,
is
actually,
like,
that sounds so fun.
Yeah, please watch it, it's so good. And okay, it's Drew Barrymore. It's, yeah, Drew Barrymore, she's so good.
Okay,
10 out of 10.
Let's get into it.
Thank you.
on the high that is Downton Abbey.
So British.
Please watch it if you have not seen it. It's so good. It's so British and it's so insane. But
we love British.
And yeah.
Was all the shows?
These no, all British?
Dickinson wasn't British. She's American, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's American.
She hasn't. She has an American accent.
That she's American.
Don't okay. fact check me beyond that. No, but she's. Thank you for listening with yes. us in our period drama night.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is Midnight Movies. Yes, and you is. Are listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo!